Welcome to the Freedom's Gateway Podcast, the program on how in 1777, the Empire State built America and delivered on the promise of liberty. We're your hosts, Bob Farley and Vinny Acero, and we are so glad you joined us. So for the next few minutes, thank you for giving us a listen, hang on to your hats, and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome. My name is Bob Farley.
And my name is Vinny Acero.
And we are your hosts for the Freedom's Gateway Podcast. Ours is a podcast that seeks to tell a fascinating and important story. First, a story of the American Revolution, with an emphasis on the military and political events that occurred in and around New York State. And second, the story of freedom.
In today's episode, we are delighted to bring you our first on-site broadcast from the historic Schuyler Country Estate, located directly across Broad Street from the Saratoga National Battlefield Park here in Schuylerville, New York. We are here today to join in one of the first events of the Saratoga 250th Anniversary Commission. It's a beautiful sunny day here, and we will be interviewing several people involved with the commission and its important mission, preserve and educate people on the important events that took place right here in upstate New York in 1777.
That's right, Vinny. As many of us know, the upcoming year, 2027, will be the 250th anniversary of the Battles of Saratoga and the pivotal turning point military campaigns that helped to deliver freedom and independence to the American people. With full appreciation of how critically important these events were for our community, for our state, and for our nation, and with equal recognition of the meaning of this anniversary, back in 2021, the Saratoga County Board of Supervisors created the 250th American Revolution Commission. This 13-member commission was established under the leadership of Saratoga County Board of Supervisors Chair Todd Kuznarez, together with Saratoga Supervisor Tom Wood, Stillwater Town Supervisor Edward Kinowski, and County Administrator Steve Bolger. The commission, chaired by the very gifted county historian Lauren Roberts, was provided with a $150,000 appropriation in seed money and is tasked with planning and organizing all the ceremonies, events, activities, and celebrations throughout Saratoga County that seek to recognize the 250th anniversary of the American Revolution.
That's right, Bob. The commission has three main objectives to support its mission. First, to promote education and appreciation for the important role of our area played in the American Revolution as the home of the Battles of Saratoga, the turning point of the American Revolution. Second, to increase heritage tourism through offering public events, promoting Saratoga County as an historic destination, and organizing a multi-year commemoration that attracts visitors on a local, state, national, and international level. And lastly, third, to improve infrastructure dedicated to Saratoga historic sites and to ensure that public investments and commemorations have a lasting impact on Saratoga's community and economy.
Vinny, this commission is such a great and visionary idea. And the theme of the commission is America's turning point. Because as our podcast echoes, 1777 New York was indeed the turning point of the American Revolution and delivered on our promise of liberty.
Yes, Bob, it is really so wonderful that this county, where I make my home, has had the vision and has put forth the effort to recognize the importance of these events. There really is few more important missions than to help the public remember the work that delivered our freedom.
Vinny, once again, you prove yourself the master teacher. And with that, let us move on to our first guest, the Honorable Steve Bolger.
Interview 1, Stephen Bolger, Saratoga County Administrator.
As our talented announcer and executive producer, Simi Acero, just indicated, our first guest today is none other than the well-regarded executive of Saratoga County, Steve Bolger, the Saratoga County Administrator. Administrator Bolger is a graduate of Lafayette College who has had a highly successful career in both the private and the public sectors. In addition to gaining a national reputation in the medical device industry, he also has enjoyed great success in government as well. From 2011 to 2017, Mr. Bolger worked for the United States House of Representatives, serving as the district director for the highly regarded Congressman Chris Gibson. While in that role, Steve oversaw district operations and staff and directed government relations with the business, not-for-profit, state, and local government sectors. From that position, Steve Bolger was promoted to serve as regional administrator for the U.S. Small Businesses Administration's Atlantic Region 2 and Mid-Atlantic Region 3, overseeing the SBA's lending, disaster recovery, exporting, and economic development operations, all across 7 states and 3 territories. Now today, Steve holds the distinguished position as Saratoga County Administrator, working to provide leadership and staff support to all the elected Board of Supervisors. In this new role as County Administrator, Steve supervises all county department heads, serves as the County Budget Officer, and works in a county of over 237,000 residents with an annual budget of over $378 million, and he executes all of the county government policies. He has proven extraordinarily helpful in the creation and administration of the 250th Anniversary Commission and in all of Saratoga County's efforts to preserve and promote the important history that occurred right here in upstate New York. Steve is a brilliant man of many talents, but perhaps most importantly, he's a truly good man, a leader, and a person we can all respect. County Administrator Bolger, thank you so much for joining us today on the Freedom's Gateway podcast.
Well, thanks, Bob and Vinny both. Thank you for those kind words, and it is a great honor for me to be here with you today. So, yeah, as you mentioned, you covered it pretty well. I have a 30-year private sector career when I first got out of school. And then the last 10 years, 12 years have been in the government side. So I've been able to see both sides, right? Both private sector and public sector. And though they're different, there's a lot of similarities. And in my current role as county administrator, I think that private sector experience is really helping to, as we try to improve the delivery of constituent services while keeping our taxes low here in Saratoga County. So again, appreciate the opportunity to be with you today, and we're very excited about the upcoming 250th anniversary of the Battles of Saratoga.
Steve, we are so thrilled to have you. Steve is one of those people who, whatever he does well. And that not only has translated, as we have said, into the private sector, but into the public sector, where you have served us all so well. But one of the things, Steve, that we wanted to focus on was the initiative that you and your County Board of Supervisors have done, which is so exciting, and which shows that both of you are forward-thinking and that you're looking forward to tomorrow. You've created and funded a 250th Anniversary Commission on the 1777 Battles of Saratoga. Through this commission, the county and its commission members are looking to plan and develop incredible community events and tourism activities for our beautiful community. Steve, might you go on and tell us where that idea came from, why you've done it, and more importantly, what lies ahead with it?
Sure. Good recap on that, and yes, so in the summer of 2021, the Board of Supervisors created the 250th Anniversary Commission. So that is a board-authorized, government-authorized entity consisting of 13 members in honor of the 13 colonies, and it's a mixture of both government, private sector, nonprofit, educational members to bring together as many people as we can in preparation for the upcoming 250th anniversary of the Battles of Saratoga, which will be way out in 2027. But 2027 is not as far away as you think, especially when it comes to all the planning and things that have to be set up in order for us to really recognize and celebrate that anniversary. So the board decided to not only create the commission, but also to fund it. And they have done that in three separate times since it was created. At least $200,000 has been appropriated already, and we expect there will be more. We expect there'll be a lot of private nonprofit fundraising going on to bring us the resources we need. Our goal, Bob and Vinny, is that this event in 2027, celebrating the 250th, the landmark 250th anniversary, is going to be the biggest event in Saratoga County history. We are already told that there will be thousands of reenactors descending on Saratoga County at different parts of the year to represent and reenact the different battles. We expect tens, if not hundreds of thousands of visitors over the coming years, specifically tied to this event. It is something that is, as you well know, one of the most important battles in American history and, in fact, in world history. It was a world-changing battle for many reasons. And the fact that we're able to celebrate and be around and celebrate the 250th anniversary is just remarkable, and we're very honored.
That's the theme of the commission, on how the battles of Saratoga did in fact change not only the history of the United States, but also the history of the world. For the events that occurred right here 250 years ago turned the American Revolution into a truly world war, with the American victories at Saratoga encouraging both France and Spain to enter the war on our side and to become allies of the United States. Yes, it was right here at Saratoga that the defeat of British Major General John Burgoyne and the triumph of the American Army gave America's diplomats, such as Ben Franklin, the ability to persuade European allies that our American cause of freedom was indeed achievable. And I do want to say, Steve, that one of the things that's so impressive about Saratoga County is the fact that its government is so forward-thinking. Just like the American patriots that made the difference on this hallowed ground, you are visionary, fiscally responsible, and keep our taxes low. You always put forth a responsible budget that puts your constituents first. That is a big reason why it was so impressive that you made a $200,000 investment in this 250th anniversary commission, doing it the right way, using both public, not-for-profit, and private sector monies to support this cause. I, for one, am confident that this effort and investment will truly pay dividends through tourism and economic development in years to come. Our history tourism across the country has become one of the biggest sources of local revenue. And we have here in Saratoga County so many wonderful historical sites that we can all come and visit and that people can truly enjoy. Saratoga is blessed to have a National Battlefield Historical Park where both battles of Saratoga took place. You also have the Schuyler Estate Farm directly across the street from the Battlefield Park, and you have the National Cemetery and the new National Battlefield Surrender Site, all together with so many other locations of great interest in this county. This commission in Saratoga County can certainly highlight all of them, not only through this commission, but through the years to come. Moreover, the commission that you helped to create, Steve, will foster tourism, foster education in the county, and provide an opportunity for all of your residents who you serve to be able to express their pride and devotion to their community and witness firsthand this remarkable history that we have. Steve, might you kindly comment on some of the tourist events that through these efforts you are hopeful to bring here in the future?
Yeah, excellent synopsis. You really put your finger on it, one of the driving factors here. Saratoga County, to get back to one of your early points, is already doing very well. We were just rated the number one county for health by the U.S. News and World Report in the entire state of New York out of 62 counties, and number 60 out of over 3,000 counties across the country. And that's not just the health of our citizens, but it's economy, crime, 10 different factors. So we're very proud of what we've achieved here. And to one of the driving forces behind that is we have the lowest property tax rate and the lowest sales tax rate. And we believe that that is a driving force in making Saratoga County so attractive and people wanting to come here, because we are the fastest growing county in upstate New York, according to the latest census. So one of the things that we have that has been the hallmark for Saratoga County is health, history, and horses. That's how we've marketed ourselves for many decades. Everybody knows about the horse racing at the track and the equine industry here, which is huge. Health, the spa, the springs, and all the great things that Saratoga County and Saratoga Springs was known for in that. And of course, history. But in our opinion, the history component of those three hasn't been focused on enough. And this commission is partly in result of that, because we see the opportunity to do exactly what you just said, create a really strong heritage tourism opportunity, because the battlefield over in Stillwater and in Schuylerville is only 8 miles from downtown Saratoga Springs, which is a world-renowned location. So we have the infrastructure here in restaurants, hotels, tourism, other things, SPAC, the track. We have all that infrastructure in place, and now we want to get it out to the national and really international heritage tourism community to say, hey, come to see the battlefield, the national battlefield at Saratoga, and you can have a great experience as well enjoying the other components of our county. Heritage tourism, for those interested, the return on that is higher than any other type of tourism, for either vacation or sports or whatever it is. Heritage tourists spend the most money per person. So we see that as a tremendous economic driver for us if we do it right, if we work hard, set up everything we have to set up in the coming years, so that not only in 2027, but in years beyond, we will have a thriving heritage tourism industry.
That is so exciting, Steve, and just a comment to highlight what you just said. As our listeners know, I was born in Brooklyn, and you can't choose where you were born, but you can choose where you live. And I have now, with my wife Simona, chosen to make Saratoga County my home, and it's for all of the reasons you just mentioned. I am so excited that my home county and the history it holds will now become the very focus of the world in the next few years. I feel very blessed every day to live in Saratoga County, and you know, it's because of all you and your Board of Supervisors do to make this county a safe, thriving community that remembers its past while still looking to its future. It's a beautiful community of wonderful, friendly people. And quite frankly, Saratoga is simply a place that the world needs to experience. And Steve, over the next few years, as Saratoga grows into its 250th anniversary celebration and begins to become even more of the world's focus, what do you think it's going to mean to the residents here, like me, who live here?
Yeah, well, great question, and appreciate those. Glad you're enjoying Saratoga County as much as we are, and we welcome everybody to come for sure. But yeah, we think it's going to be great, because one thing we found is there's a lot of people, not only who grew up here, but who have moved here over the last few decades, who have a somewhat of an understanding, or maybe very little understanding, of the battles of Saratoga and how important they were. And many people who've lived here have never even been to the battlefield, and it's right here in the county. So what one of the components we want to do is, in addition to attracting outside tourists to come in, is to let our own people know, educate our adults, our young people, certainly our school-aged kids, about the importance of Saratoga, and trying to get them involved with all of the history that we have here, because that's something that many of us feel is not being taught as appropriately as it should be in the schools. And this is a great way, at least in this county and surrounding counties, to engage our classrooms, our young people, take them to the battlefield, take them to these other historical sites, and really give them a feel, and really do it in a way. One of the things we're going to try and do with the money we're raising is make it not just a static display, okay, here's a battlefield. No, we're trying to integrate technology, the latest technology, 3D, virtual things, so that we can bring history alive, especially for the young people, because that's what they want. That's what they're used to and how they're entertained now. And that's something that we're working hard to achieve, which will take, you know, a couple years to get teed up.
That's so exciting, Steve. Your efforts to bring this history to the classroom are especially exciting. Your work with the 250th Anniversary Commission to promote teacher training and hands-on learning is especially valuable. And I speak with firsthand experience. I was a teacher for 34 years, and I taught at both the high school level in New York City and at the college level. Now, I'm a volunteer at Saratoga Battlefield, as well as the Schuyler Country Estate and at Grant Cottage National Historic Landmark. And I've seen up close how wonderful it is to experience history come alive on the faces of both young people and their parents. There are so many jewels in Saratoga's history crown, so much that you can leverage and rely on to tell the wonderful story of our American experience and the freedom we all enjoy. Steve, this effort you are engaging in has so much to offer everyone. But as someone who has always focused on our young people, on our students, might you talk a bit about how your efforts will bring our important history to the teachers in the classroom and assist them in their training and professional development? I know that it's a big component of what you are seeking to do with the commission, and we would love to hear you expound on this really important role.
It is, and we've got educators on our commission specifically for that reason, because we just feel that's one of what the Board of Supervisors set up is three main pillars of the commission. Number one is education of our citizens, including our young people, on what that battle means and the importance of it to our country and the world. Second is the heritage tourism component. Third is improving the heritage infrastructure that we need to attract people. But to focus on the education, yes, it's the number one thing we want to achieve, because we just feel very strongly that people need to understand that freedom isn't free. And these people, back 250 years ago, they were just like you and I. They were farmers, they were shopkeepers, they were really struggling just to put food on the table. It was a hard life back then. But because of what they perceived as the government being overbearing and limiting their freedoms, they ultimately decided it was worth the risk to take up the arms, leave their jobs, leave their farms, leave their families, which think how hard that is to do, and fight for their freedom. And it's that spirit, I think, that set the tone throughout the Revolution, certainly not just Saratoga, but across all the battles of the Revolution. But nowhere was it more important here, because this did end up being the turning point. So I'm glad you mentioned that, because you know, education is a key component of what we're trying to achieve.
Steve, you mentioned the infrastructure in trying to improve heritage tourism in Saratoga County. One of the beautiful things about Saratoga is that our community over the last 50 years has built itself up to a point where you have some of the finest and most beautiful restaurants, hotels, parks, shops, and entertainment venues. It truly has to be a great feeling to know that you have such a large and well-maintained infrastructure that you can depend on right now and that you can leverage for this effort. But perhaps most importantly, as we have said, we have an enormous, beautifully maintained National Battlefield Park operated by the federal government's National Park Service right here within Saratoga County. As the historical writer Jeff Sahara has said, there are few things more thrilling than actually walking on the grounds of any historic battlefield, whether it be Gettysburg or Vicksburg or Yorktown, or in our case, Saratoga. For when you walk the very hallowed grounds that these battlefield parks help us to see, one cannot help but get the very feeling of what it was like to be a soldier before and during these great battles, as they marched, prayed, and defended that very ground. Such an experience brings to life a real understanding of the hopes, fears, and aspirations of those brave men, and what it was like to be there at that time and place, and to put your very life on the line for liberty, for freedom, for individual rights, and for a better way of life that you believe in. There's nothing like feeling the historic ground beneath your feet, and we have that right here. Such an incredible place upon which we can build on. Steve, this 250th commission that you have helped to create will now be able to bring that feeling in an even more enhanced way to more and more people, to deliver and prove and supplement that experience, and in so many ways show off this great community and what it has meant to all of us and our posterity.
Couldn't agree more. It is something we're blessed. We're just blessed to have it here. And you bring up a good point about the battlefields. I'll give you an example. The National Battlefield in Gettysburg, they get approximately 1.4 million visitors a year. Right now, the last statistics I saw, Saratoga, the National Battlefield at Saratoga, gets about 120,000. That's 10% of what Gettysburg does. Gettysburg is a good example of the community and the leadership of that area coming together to build a heritage tourism industry and really cater to that and invest in that. And look at the payback they get. They get 1.4 million visitors a year. That's a huge economic driver for that area. So that's something that we know, to your point, we have the infrastructure in place in Saratoga County. We've got this beautiful city. We have Schuylerville. We've got other great towns and areas. We have so much to offer here. And now we can offer this. Tourist packages, go to the battlefield, then go to dinner, stay at a hotel. There's a whole marketing effort that's going to go on. And it's not going to go on just across New York State or this nation. We're going to do it internationally because the significance of the 250th anniversary of the Battles of Saratoga is international. In England, in France, in Germany, in Spain, those countries you mentioned earlier. So we think there will be a real opportunity to just provide another good reason to visit Saratoga County.
Steve, Saratoga County is so blessed to have you and your Board of Supervisors as leaders with vision. If we go back 30 years ago to Gettysburg, which you just mentioned, it was a very sleepy Pennsylvania town. It did not have the level of tourism until its community leaders came forward and showed the value that that historical tourism can have. Saratoga is now positioned to do the same exact thing. We can go to school on what they did and be just as successful as they have been. Along those lines, Steve, can you tell us, where do you think that 10 years from now, our historical tourism in Saratoga County can be under your leadership?
If all goes well, right, and the plans come to fruition, and we are able to execute and follow through on everything we want to do, 10 years from now, which will be 2032, we will have a thriving heritage tourism industry. People will be coming on bus tours. They'll be coming, there'll be Amtrak that comes right to Saratoga Springs. Those tours will be there. We're going to have, if it goes right, we're going to have relationships with hotels, restaurants, other museums, other cultural attractions that will put, that will offer packages that include the battlefield, that include the visitor centers and the other things that are all tied in with our history. And so we believe, if we do it right, that we can really tee this up, because to your point, and the reason I'm so happy that you guys are doing these podcasts and bringing history alive, people want to know about our history. It's something that unifies us. It's not partisan. It's not divisive. It's in my experience, for most people, it's very unifying to learn about our history and what happened and just to appreciate that. So that's the goal, and we're hopeful it can be achieved.
To your point, Steve, history is who we are. It's the background of this community. Indeed, it's the backbone of this community. We're going to have a celebration in 2027 that acknowledges just that. And one of the nice things about it with Saratoga County is that with all the other areas you mentioned, between the city of Saratoga, its restaurants, its hotels, its parks, its spa, its great golf courses, its nationally regarded horse racing, and the Saratoga Performing Arts Center, is that you have so many other things to do. Wholesome things, affordable things, educational things, entertaining things. They check every box for a visit, for a day trip, or for a week-long vacation. On a personal note, Steve, I will tell you that when my children were young, we would always pick a destination for our family's vacations that had all of those things. Such spots would always have an educational component with history. It would have an entertainment component, and it would have shopping and recreation, indeed all the things you have here in Saratoga, so that a family can enjoy a memorable family vacation that will keep people returning back to Saratoga year after year.
That's right, Bob. Saratoga has so many positive attributes. From the Battlefield Park, to the Schuyler Country Estate, to the Battle of Saratoga Surrender Site, to the Spa, to SPAC, to the Saratoga Horse Tracks, to Congress Park, to the beautiful shops and restaurants in downtown Saratoga Springs, to Grant's Cottage, to Saratoga Lake. There are countless assets that any visitor or resident would love. Our community is easily accessible by interstate highway and well-connected local streets. It is safe with hospitable people, and its attractions have numerous helpful staff and countless volunteers, all of whom only enhance a visitor's experience. Quite simply, Steve, Saratoga is the place to be. The events and activities of the 250th Anniversary Commission will only prove to amplify all of that. The celebrations the Commission will plan and arrange, and the anniversary itself will prove to be some of the greatest events ever held. For the focus of the entire world will be upon Saratoga, to remember the incredible events that took place right here. To be unprepared for that focus would have been irresponsible, and we would have missed an opportunity of a lifetime. Instead, with your vision and with your forethought, Steve, Saratoga County is now more prepared, and it is ready to greet countless guests and to welcome this focus so as to show all the wonderful attributes of this great community.
That's right, Vinny. With your vision, Steve, I'm confident that we can indeed surpass Gettysburg's numbers. For the leadership you have provided in this county, you are a visionary. You and your board are looking to the future. And perhaps most importantly, Steve, these efforts are highlighting this community.
Couldn't agree more. Well stated. And yeah, it's very exciting. It's just something that, again, I think we all feel blessed. I've said it a few times now. that we're here at this point in history, and we're able to celebrate that history coming up in the coming years. And yeah, I think what you're going to see in the country starting next December, I believe, is the 250th anniversary of the Boston Tea Party. That was really the kickoff.
Yeah.
And then there'll be a lot of other areas are going to be doing things, certainly in Boston, in Philadelphia, Yorktown. There's going to be a lot of things going on. And so the nation is going to be very focused on it. We remember the 225th.
Yeah.
I remember the 200th. And we have a network around here. We got Fort Ticonderoga. Up the road.
Right.
I know you guys are very involved in covering that, that whole story. So there's, Fort Stanwyck. Yeah, so we're very excited. And look, bottom line is we want to do this. Our Board of Supervisors feels this is important for our constituents, that we provide these opportunities. So we're rolling up our sleeves and getting to work. And we think it's a labor of love, I'll tell you that, though.
Steve, we couldn't commend you more. The leadership you've provided in this county with your Board of Supervisors is transformative, and it has made this, as Vinny has said, as one of your residents, one of the most beautiful communities in the United States. You are visionary in that you're looking to the future, not just resting on your laurels, which it would be easy to do, but you're looking to even make it better, which is hard to do because you're already terrific. And at the end of the day, this is going to be one exciting five-year period in front of us.
Well, thank you for giving me this opportunity. For anybody who's looking for more information, go to Saratoga 250, that's the number 250.com, and that will open up more resources and tell you what we're doing and events coming up. But I just want to thank you guys for getting the word out and what you're doing with the whole 1777 project that you've undertaken. It's critical, and we are, any way we can support what you're doing, please let us know.
Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you.
Blast doing it. I got the best partner in the United States here. This is terrific.
And the same goes to you, Bob, but I'm also going to say one other thing to our listeners. If you're in the area especially, get involved. And if you go on the 250 Saratoga website, it'll tell you just how to do that. Bob and I are now involved, and we're so happy to be, and we're going to be there right through the end, when this big event comes.
And Steve, we want to thank you from the bottom of our hearts for not only coming on our show, but more importantly for what you do and your Board of Supervisors do for our community every day.
Thank you, gentlemen. My pleasure, my honor.
Vinny, isn't he a remarkable man? What a great visionary and someone who can really promote this commission to do the wonderful things it has the potential to achieve. And with that, Vinny, my dear friend, why don't you move us on to our next guest, the Saratoga County historian, Lauren Roberts.
Interview 2, Lauren Roberts, Saratoga County historian.
Thanks, Bob. We are so very delighted to have with us today as our second guest, Miss Lauren Roberts, the Saratoga County historian and chair of the Saratoga 250th Celebration Commission. Lauren is a scholar, a historian, and a promoter of all things history and culture, not only for Saratoga, but for much of upstate New York. A gifted local treasurer with a brilliant mind and an appreciation of the importance of Saratoga's role in attaining our freedom, she earned a bachelor's degree in American Studies and Anthropology from Saratoga's own Skidmore College, and her master's degree in public history from the State University of New York at Albany. An accomplished researcher with the highly regarded firm Curtin Archaeological Consulting, Lauren is not only known for her historical research and writings, but also for her empirical research and archaeological digs. A woman of great intellect and boundless enthusiasm, whose educational and promotional efforts have transformed the study and interest in history to previously unforeseen levels, it is no wonder that Saratoga County selected her as its historian since 2009. And that same county government has now just recently appointed her to be the foundational chair of the Saratoga County 250th American Revolution Commission. This wonderful new commission consists of 13 official members in honor of the 13 original colonies and is tasked with planning and organizing all ceremonies, events, activities, and celebrations that will recognize the 250th anniversary of the American Revolution in Saratoga County. This commission, as we have heard previously, will focus on the battles of Saratoga and their importance to our state and nation in delivering on the promise of freedom. Lauren, the Saratoga County Board of Supervisors could not have selected a more fitting leader for this important commission. And clearly, as we see here today, at one of your very well-attended inaugural events here at the Schuyler Country Estate, you are poised to deliver years of powerful events and history in celebration of this very important period in American history. Lauren, thank you so very much for allowing us to join you here today at this wonderful event. Even more so, thank you for taking the time out of your very busy schedule to sit down and talk to us and tell us all about what you do and what the commission has in store. And with that, might you kindly tell our listeners a bit about yourself, your role as historian, and the purpose and idea of this wonderful commission?
Sure. So I've been county historian since 2009, and I grew up locally. I got my bachelor's degree from Skidmore in anthropology and American studies, and I went and got my master's degree in public history from SUNY Albany. I started out in archaeology, and I worked for a local archaeologist for about 5 years before I became county historian. So I am from the area. I love the area. I've always loved our history. It is second to none, and I'm really looking forward to, as part of the 250th Commission, really sharing our history, largely with K through 12 local students who may drive by places like the Schuyler House, like the battlefield, every day and not realize the national and international significance of the site.
Lauren, these sites are truly gems for not only our community, but for our nation. When you walk the grounds here, not only at the Schuyler Estate Farm, but also at the Battlefield Park across the street, you can really feel the history and what happened right here. The fact that you've created this 250th Anniversary Commission through the Saratoga County Board of Supervisors is such a tribute to not only you, but to our community at large, because it will allow us to all really experience this history in a new and bigger way, helping people gain a true understanding of our past and our freedom. As county historian, Lauren, you have a lot of ideas on how we can bring this history to everyone, not only locally, but across our country, and indeed across the world. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what's on the future for the commission as its chair? And from our perspective, as Vinny said, the Saratoga County supervisors could not have selected a better chair. And could you tell us what you think this commission can do for the run-up of 2027 and then beyond?
Sure. So I really have to say that the team at Saratoga County really is invested in our history, and I'm very grateful to the Board of Supervisors who passed the resolution creating this commission, and they have been nothing but supportive. So I'm really glad that we live in a county who values their history and who understands the importance of history and heritage tourism towards economic development, and also the impact of knowing where you've come from and where you stand when you have national history right in your background. So some of the things that we've started to plan for the commission, we were actually at the Saratoga County Fair for a week this summer. We participated in the Turning Point Parade. We really like the term America's Turning Point, which is
true,
because we truly believe that everyone in America should know that the battles of Saratoga were the turning point for the revolution and for our nation. One of the events, of course, that we're at right now is the siege encampment with our partners, the Saratoga National Historical Park. We're actually on the grounds of the Schuyler House, which was burned in 1777 and rebuilt. But we are so grateful to be partners with them because, as you said, there is no substitute for putting your feet on the ground where history happened. And we're really glad to be standing on that ground today because of historic preservation efforts and because our partners in the National Park Service. We have a really great event coming up at the battlefield later this month. The battlefield is hosting, and we are partnering with the Living History Education Foundation to bring living history into the classroom. And what we're doing is partnering local social studies teachers from Saratoga County school districts with municipal historians from the county. And they're going to be taking a one-day training on living history as it pertains to the revolution. And after the teachers have partnered with local historians so that they know what we have in our local repositories that we may be able to help in their classrooms, they will also get 6 hours of CTLE credit, which is continuing education credits, which helps the teachers. After they've completed the training, they then have the ability to go back and borrow 18th century replica gear from depots that are around the state that belong to the Living History Education Foundation. They can then bring that back to their classrooms, and then students in their classes have the ability to go out and set up encampment tents and put on hunting shirts and learn about the foods that soldiers would have eaten during the revolution, medicine, 18th century medicine that would have been popular at the time. And we're also talking about things that happened during the Saratoga campaign in particular as well.
Lauren, as a former teacher myself, I can't think of anything that will connect our next generation with the meaning of what happened here more than what you are doing. Also, if I may say, your theme of the turning point is simply perfect. For although everything in history can be debated because everything is perspective, the fact that these battles and what they meant not only transformed the revolution, but also its military campaigns, and most importantly, the mindset of not only Americans, but the world. This truly made it a turning point. And Lauren, on a personal note, we're so proud of what you are doing and the fact that you have led this commission to such wonderful things. You have such a bright future, and we're here today primarily to promote you and help you and tell our listeners about you and your mission. Your work is simply so important. And to that point, might you be so kind as to tell us what you see for the future of the commission and what you think in the end, in 2027, it will have built as a result of its efforts?
Well, 2027 is certainly going to be the icing on the cake. There's no greater historical moment for our county than the surrender that happened here. So we're 5 years away right now, but we're basically laying the foundation in research, in promotion, getting the word out that we, Saratoga County, is committed both in, but with people, with resources, and that, you know, we're in this commemoration for the long haul. We're certainly trying to plan some larger events, bringing in national and international speakers and scholars. We're hoping for large-scale reenactments, things that people are interested in. And I also think sometimes you can look back to the bicentennial. There were some things that they did very well. And I think when you ask people what they remember from the bicentennial, things that have lasted in people's memories from 50 years, those are things that have staying power, and they're worth re-envisioning to our time today. I mean, there was certainly an uptick in interest in local history, not just revolutionary history, but historical societies were formed. People were looking into their genealogy. Oral history was also a big thing. There were a lot of people capturing, you know, those folks that had lived in their community for decades and getting those interviews done so that the memories are not lost. And I really hope that this commemoration will also help to ignite the flame of interest in local history as well. Our three goals for the commission are to promote education, to increase heritage tourism and to improve infrastructure around our existing historic sites. Because while we are investing in the commemoration, it's also important that our investments continue to last after the anniversaries are over. And by improving infrastructure around those historic sites, we ensure that the next anniversary 50 years from now, that those people will also be able to stand on the ground of the Schuyler House and learn and feel the way we feel about our history.
Lauren, your partners, such as the National Park Service, are also laying the foundation for this anniversary by investing in upgrading their facilities, such as the National Battlefield Park. Quite simply, Lauren, your cooperative nature and your attitude are going to produce a result that is simply greater than the sum of its parts. Moreover, your work, your comments are so beautiful. They're so inspiring. And the job you're doing, not only as our county historian, but also as the chair of this commission, is so very meaningful as it looks to lay a foundation for not only a beautiful commemoration of such an important day in our history, but equally important will allow for the continuation of historical study for generations. Vinny and I are so proud of what you're doing. For our part, we are hopeful that our podcast will be completed by the anniversary in 2027, and it will be accompanied by a significant book of scholarship quality. We want to partner with you because we're trying to all move the same needle as far as it is to bring light to our history and bring it to life. We all want to make history come alive, to convey its meaning, and to shine one of its greatest focuses on the concept of freedom and how the battle that occurred right here, directly across the street at the Battlefield Park, right next to us, really elevated that cause and delivered the cause of freedom. Lauren, we are so inspired by your efforts, by your tireless work to tell this important story. We want to thank you for giving us so much of your time. Thank you for the wonderful job you are doing, and please let Vinny and I, and indeed any of our listeners, know how we can be of help to you. We're so very proud of you and of what you are accomplishing.
Thank you. Good luck with the podcast.
Bob, isn't she a rock star? What an incredibly talented and gifted young woman.
No doubt, Vinny. She's fantastic.
Saratoga certainly made the right selection and asking her to lead this most important project. And with that, Bob, why don't you move us into our next guest, the Saratoga Town historian and the author of the New York Almanac, Sean Kelleher.
Interview 3, Sean Kelleher, Saratoga Town historian.
While Lauren Roberts is the historian for Saratoga County, our next remarkable guest, Sean Kelleher, is the public historian for the town of Saratoga. The vice chair of the 250th Anniversary Commission, Sean is a man whose knowledge and talent make history come alive. A highly respected author and historian, after earning his bachelor's degree at Emerson College, Sean also studied at George Washington University, the University of New Hampshire, Eastern Nazarene College, and Bridgewater State University. The historian for the town of Saratoga for the past 17 years, Sean is also an ACE Award-winning television producer, spending over a decade working on several national historical productions, including PBS's famous American Experience. A highly accomplished author, Sean has written several highly acclaimed historical works, including the New York Almanac and his own very popular daily history blog. That blog can be found at http://historian@saratoga.wordpress.com. If all that wasn't good and plenty, Sean has also served as a commissioner of the New York State French and Indian War 250th Anniversary Commemoration Commission, as well as the director of the Washington County Fair Farm Museum, and now he serves as vice chair of the Saratoga County 250th Anniversary Commission on the War of the American Revolution. Sean, what an incredible resume you have. And as we stand here together today on the beautiful autumn grounds of this historic Schuyler Farm, thank you so very much for allowing us to join you at this wonderful event. And even more, thank you for taking the time out of your extremely busy schedule to sit down and talk to us and tell us all about what you do and what the commission that you vice chair have in store for all of us. And to that regard, might you kindly begin, my new friend, by telling our listeners a little bit more about yourself, your role as town historian, author, and producer, and what this wonderful commission might have in store for all of us.
Well, I'm Sean Kelleher. I'm the historian in the town of Saratoga. I'm also the vice president of the Saratoga County History Center. And for the commission, I serve as the vice chair. As a commission, we really have an awful lot of exciting activities going on. We started the year with a project that I'm very, very proud of. We co-sponsored with the Marshall House a seminar on women at war. So we brought Holly Myers in, we brought a number of national scholars into Schuylerville, and we had a full day symposium on just that issue, which fits so importantly with the Battles of Saratoga because there are so many prominent women who were part of the Battles of Saratoga.
Sean, that is such a valid and important point. For one of the things that many people might not remember is the fact that women played such an integral role in American independence. They formed a particularly strong bond with the Patriot cause, whereas their counterparts, the gentlemen of the age, were split almost down the middle in their allegiance between being royalists versus revolutionaries. Women, on the other hand, particularly here in New York, saw their cause inherently tied to the Patriot cause, as American women enjoyed far more freedoms and personal autonomy than women in Britain. The fact that you were able to put together, Sean, a symposium on the whole issue of women during the colonial age is an enormous testament to what you are doing.
Yes, yes. And I think it's, you know, everything gets done through a collaboration. And we have a really good collaborative group. We work through the Marshall House, which is well known for having a British or a German woman take refuge in the house during the battles of Saratoga and during the siege period where it was actually bombarded. But we also told American stories. We told fantastic stories. We had Holly Meyer, who is one of the leading scholars on camp followers in the American Army, present. And she was just brilliant. And she stayed for the entire time, just a great person. But as a commission, we've continued on. We're at the county fair where we had a lot of interaction with people. And then we took part in the Turning Point Parade. And now we're here on Pathways Through History. Later in the month, we're going to be training school teachers and working with municipal historians to teach about the American Revolution and use local resources within the classroom. So it's really an exciting start. We have some people here today, reenactors who are really focused in on making sure that the 250th of the Battles of Saratoga is something really special, that the whole community can involve, and that we can bring in both regional and national tourists. So we're really, really excited with the projects that we have coming up. And that's just really the tip of the iceberg.
Sean, your efforts are so important, and our whole podcast is dedicated to that very theme of your commission, how 1777 was a turning point, and how the battles of Saratoga, in particular, delivered on America's promise of liberty. The fact that you are spearheading a commission that is going to educate people and celebrate the meaning of 1777 is so meaningful. And I don't know that there's a better mission out there than to make our history come to life and to offer it to all the people of our community, our state, and our nation. Sean, why don't you tell us a little bit about what you and the Commission have planned for the future so that our listeners might learn of all your hard work and what is on the horizon for all of us to enjoy.
Yeah, in the short term, we're going to have our annual commemoration on the 17th. So for over the last 25 years, or 20 years, we've been commemorating the battles of Saratoga and the sword surrender here in Schuylerville, right along the Hudson River. Get the school kids to come down from the elementary school. They come in. We actually reenact the sword surrender. The SAR and DAR are there with reef layings. The artillery reenactors are there. They fire off the guns. We drink the original 13 toasts that were drunk in Springfield, Massachusetts to celebrate the victory. Because this was a victory that was celebrated all over the world. And it's really amazing. You know, you had just mentioned it. But what happened here, and we do this really as a community event. So the public is invited, but school kids are very much part of this. They sing patriotic songs. They read very short little speeches. But probably the most important part of this is that the Declaration of Independence was just words on a piece of paper. Great words on a piece of paper, but they didn't mean anything until the battles of Saratoga. And with this victory, then Benjamin Franklin, the amazing Benjamin Franklin, in France could say to the king, hey, you can back the Americans. And then the American Revolution becomes a worldwide war. And England finally decides economically they can't win this war. And then we get our complete independence. It took another British army to surrender. It took a number of years. It was an 8-year war altogether. So it took a lot to happen, but it's just amazing. And Saratoga is really the turning point. And it's great that the county is supporting this. And it's great that we're doing all these efforts.
Sean, it's so important that we have historians like yourself who have a local commitment. The fact that you're bringing in the next generation so that this important story can be disseminated at every level of society, from both school children as well as their educators, is so very appropriate. What took place here 250 years ago, led in large part by the average person in New York, provided such a meaningful transition in the lives of every person on the globe. Here, right here, America had one of its first and most important victories. We showed the world that free people could not only be victorious on a battlefield, but that we would stand up and sacrifice everything successfully so that the people could live in freedom and govern ourselves. This all happened right here, on the ground upon which we stand. It's one of the greatest stories ever, with more interesting characters than any fictional writer could ever assemble, from Philip Schuyler to Horatio Gates to Daniel Morgan to Benedict Arnold to Benjamin Lincoln to John Stark to John Burgoyne to Simon Fraser, incredible personalities, amazing individuals, all with simply awesome stories. Sean, the very ground we stand on tells us a tale, and you and your commission are helping to bring that story to life and give it meaning to our present generation of Americans. 50 years ago, at the bicentennial, we did something similar, and it paid so many successful dividends. Your mission now is even broader and more meaningful, building upon that work with improved scholarship, improved technology, and improved accessibility. Your efforts are such a tribute to you, to our community, and to our country.
And I think it's also important that there were many before me who started the process. And, you know, Schuylerville's very, very lucky to have a number of local historians over the last 100 years that have done things. Some of them have published books. Some of them were classroom teachers. We had this woman in town, Mary Cuddy, and she started more people in this community interested in history. Now, I didn't grow up in Schuylerville, but a lot of what I'm doing is sowing the seeds that Mary Cuddy started. And hopefully we can find more people to kind of bring it forward. And that's really the American story. You know, it's reminding ourselves of these great men and women who were here during the battles, who fought for our freedom, and then bringing those stories forward and in sharing them, at times with new light. But it's what makes us as Americans. It's what makes this magical.
Sean, that couldn't have been better said. You know, I'm reminded throughout what you're talking on was when, you know, the importance of the school children coming here and how that keeps history alive. Franklin Roosevelt, when he was a little boy, used to come and walk the fields of the Saratoga battlefield as a very young child. And then he goes on to become governor and president of the United States and make sure this battlefield park becomes a historical landmark that it has become today. That influence of the children and how it can move their lives and the story of freedom that you're telling and how it really impacts our lives today. It's just magnificent. And yes, we all stand on the shoulders of giants, on the people we have before us. But at the end of the day, you're keeping that alive, Sean, and we're really grateful for your time and your energy and your effort.
Well, thank you. And, you know, it also takes the support from the County Board of Supervisors. They've been excellent. And, you know, I'm very happy to be working in Saratoga County.
The Saratoga County Board of Supervisors has done a spectacular job creating this commission and picking fine people like you, Sean, to sit on it. Thank you, Sean, for taking the time with us.
Yeah, thank you.
You're the best. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Sean.
You're welcome.
Well, that concludes our first live broadcast from this beautiful Schuyler Estate here in Schuylerville, New York. We want to extend a personal thank you to County Administrator Steve Bolger, to the county historian Lauren Roberts, and to Sean Kelleher, who is the town of Saratoga historian, all of whom did a remarkable job to explain their role on the 250th anniversary commission of the Battles of Saratoga. It's going to be a wonderful 5 years ahead. We're looking very much forward to this, and that will conclude our first live on-site podcast.
But before we sign off, dear listeners, you should always know that we welcome your comments, suggestions, and ideas. You can find our email addresses on our webpage at www.1777freedomsgateway.com. You should also know that on our webpage, you can also find our bios and a complete list of both our podcast episodes and our biographical sketches. Come check us out.
See you next time.